It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight. Matt Pike from High on Fire. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You are busy as usual, doing a ton of different things with your different bands.
To say the least. Jesus.
We'll start with High on Fire. The eighth studio album, Electric Messiah, is coming out in October. And the last album, Luminiferous, was a benchmark for High on Fire. What characteristics of that album did you want to continue to explore? And what did you want to do different with Electric Messiah?
Electric Messiah is a little more, like Luminiferous, we were writing a lot of stuff on, like, it was just like singer-songwriter acoustic that we transferred into High on Fire, like the, you know, the metal tone zone or whatever you want to call it. And this one is a little more proggy. Jeff Matz really stepped up to the plate and was writing quite a bit of material before I even got to him, you know. And then, we just had a lot of different ideas on this. It's a little heavier. There's less, like the epic dramatic stuff. There's one that's kind of like that, and it's like my Sumerian Anunnaki rock opera. But this one, just we went for the drive script. It's just high octane gas, like just it's pure metal. It's pretty great. It's my favorite one so far, probably because it's new and I'm sick of playing the old stuff. But it's definitely my like favorite. It's kind of the best High on Fire yet for me, anyway. Just playing wise, it's challenging, you know. So, and I kind of like that. I mean, challenges in my life, or I don't, you know, where I get bored, twiddle my thumbs, and self-destruct, and all that kind of stuff.
Matt Pike with us on the show tonight. A new High on Fire album is coming out on October 5th. This is the title track, Electric Messiah. It's Full Metal Jackie. Matt Pike from High on Fire is my guest on the show tonight. The new High on Fire record, Electric Messiah, is coming out in October, and there's a lot of great riffs on the record. When you're writing and coming up with ideas, what makes you perk up and say, that riff is a keeper?
Well, it's kind of like, we'll demo a bunch of stuff, and then, you know, a lot of the time we have ideas and we just kind of throw it together. And sometimes it like clicks, you know what I mean? Like the changes, we measure all the BPMs and know what's in 3/3, you know what's in 4/4 or 5/4, whatever timing we work in. And lots of times when something clicks and it just kind of goes together, it the puzzle fits. You know, it's like if you found a piece to the puzzle and it fit in the right spot, you just kind of know. You know, so it's kind of that simple. It's what's pleasing to the ear. What sounds like, what feels right, and what sounds right. So,
Matt Pike from Sleep and High on Fire on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Going to take a quick break. Coming up, music from Slayer, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta, also a new tune from Soulfly, and more with Matt. It's Full Metal Jackie. Matt Pike from High on Fire is my guest on the show tonight. And Matt, sometimes songwriters build songs in a very methodical way. And sometimes they're struck by what seems like divine inspiration. How much of your music is constructed and how much of it is stream of consciousness?
Well, when it comes to lyric writing, as I write down words and stuff, that's my stream of consciousness, whatever I'm researching, you know, what I find interesting, just esoteric information, historical things, and then usually I metaphorically put it together with my own feelings about, you know, how dark the world is or how bright the world is at the moment. And usually the sound of the riffs kind of, you know, my chain of thought, and I'm sure Jeff's is too, because we all kind of write in this band. I mean, it's like 50-50-50. All of us have ideas, so we try to put them together, and usually they meld pretty well. And, you know, Jeff Matz, working with him and Dez, we just know each other's style so well. We know what's going to work with whose idea, you know. And at first, it's like a big page of ideas, and then as the ideas develop, you know, we can separate them, and that's how you get different songs. You kind of get different, you know. It depends on the theme and what sounds like the theme of the song, you know. Like, I had this, Electric Messiah is actually about, after Lemmy died, I had this weird dream about Lemmy and his throne being usurped and a bunch of people calling me, you know, America's Lemmy or something like that. And I was like, dude, don't ever say that. I'm not Lemmy Chumster, you know, but I love the man. And, you know, I got the pleasure of interviewing him and touring with him and stuff like that. So that's kind of a song I just threw together with Dez, and it kind of paid homage to, Lemmy Kilmster and his legacy. And Electric Messiah seemed like the perfect title. It was Insect Workout with Lemmy, and then it changed to Electric Messiah. But yeah, that was one of the first ones, and I kind of wanted it DB, and I wanted it real, that Motorhead pace, you know. And yeah, it turned out exactly how I pictured it, you know. So that's one of those things that I think that was a little divine intervention too. Like, definitely, I don't know, I was thinking and emulating Lemmy Kilmster a little bit. Of, I was like, well, what would he say right here? What would he do? You know, what would he, you know, if he was still alive, how would he take this? Would it be cheesy or would it be honorable? You know, so I tried to make it as much of a blatantly the most heavy, awesome, you know, cool, catchy phrase song that I possibly could.
Matt Pike from High on Fire with us on the show tonight. The new High on Fire album, Electric Messiah, coming out October 5th. Quick break. Up next, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Judas Priest. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Matt Pike is my guest on the show tonight. Matt, after nearly 20 years, Sleep released a new album earlier this year. What makes The Sciences memorable and special for you?
Well, it's memorable because I've known a lot of the music for the last, like, you know, 15 years while we had a little hiatus. And we got to rework the songs that a bunch of the songs me and Al had were previous. They were probably supposed to be on what was called Jerusalem or is now Dope Smoker. And we reworked a lot of that with Jason Roeder, who's our drummer now, and rewrote them and really got to concentrate on, you know, Al did rewrites to a bunch of lyrics that he had floating around. It was just really cool to, like, be able to make a whole album with Sleep. And, you know, there was a lot of pressure, and it was really hard for us to decide on, like, if something was done yet, because, you know, there's a lot of expectation to look up to, you know, when we're in the studio and we hadn't done something like that. So we wanted it to, you know, be as good as, if not topple, you know, the last one we did, which is the Legacy Dope Smoker, you know, album. And, you know, we had to think about how we were going to go about that, how we're going to release it, who we're going to release it with, you know. And I think we chose all smart things, and, you know, I think the release was pretty incredible. It just was, like, in the store on 420, which is Record Store Day and, you know, National Pod Day and all that kind of stuff. So it all made sense just to drop the bomb then. And, I mean, it's a great album. All of us were pretty up to par with our playing and, you know, our creativity. And, you know, basically my job in the band is just to, like, shine up in detail the rhythm section. So, you know, that's what I did. And, you know, I really thought Al came through with the way he sings on this whole thing. Jason's incredible, you know, bass playing's right incredible there with Jason's playing. So, you know, I had a lot to work with.
Matt Pike with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Metallica, Parkway Drive. More with Matt. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Matt Pike on the show with us tonight. And The Sciences came out just a few months ago, and Electric Messiah is going to come out this year as well. Why is being so active creatively a healthy and beneficial thing for a musician?
Well, because a lot of us tend to really enjoy our drugs and alcohol and all the bad things for you, and me too, like gambling. You know, it keeps me away from the things I, you know, tend to go to when I'm bored, you know. So, and I'm kind of a hyper person, you know, I get up early. I don't sleep much. I'm constantly like doing something, or I need to be doing something with my hands. So it's beneficial to me because I'm working and I behave when I work because I want to be at top notch performance when I'm doing what I do. So I have to stay busy. If I'm not in sleep, I'm in high on fire. And if I'm not that, I'm taking a small vacation and then I'm coming right back to it. And sometimes I have to take a vacation so that I can write more stuff, you know. So in the future, I'm not just all, oh, I need to come up with a huge hour block of music in 10 minutes. You got to start around years ahead of time so you have ideas when that comes around.
Full Metal Jackie, Matt Pike from Sleep and High on Fire on the show with us. Going to take a quick break. Still to come, music from Black Sabbath, Parkway Drive, the Death Clock, brutal pick of the week coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Matt Pike from High on Fire and Sleep on the show with us tonight. Once the High on Fire record Electric Messiah is released and tour plans are finalized, how do you prepare yourself for the transition from home life to being back out on the road?
Well, it's kind of a thing that just I constantly do, so I'm pretty used to it. The hardest thing is shifting gears from, you know, High on Fire being proggy and fast and, you know, I sing and play. So technically it's a little harder for me, but Sleep technically is, you know, I have a lot, the sound and the amount of amps I run and making the controllability, and it's not an easy task either, but, you know, I thank heavens I don't have to sing and play in Sleep too. You know, it'd be a little bit of a whirlwind. But yeah, I'm pretty used to just always traveling. I was born that way, so I have special DNA. I don't go deaf, and I travel a lot. And so,
I got to tell you that I had the best celebrity sighting at one of your shows. I went to the High on Fire. No, it was a Sleep show. It was the Sleep show at the Troubadour, and Keanu Reeves was there.
Oh yeah, right in front of me too. I was like, wow, dude. And he looked like he was right out of the Matrix. He was like wearing
black
sunglasses.
And I know.
Yeah. And he had a baseball cap on. So, you know, I understand the disguise thing now, though. You know, I can deal with, you know, well, everybody in the music industry calls them punishers, but they're just fans, you know, and they just want a moment with you and stuff. So I have to take, you know, a half an hour of my time to like be with the people and say hi and be friendly. And then there's other times where people are like, are you gonna picture? No. I need my alone time to be able, I have to introvert to be able to extrovert for you. So, you know, if I ever, you know, yell at someone or something like that because I'm in a pissy mood, don't ever take it personal. I just, you know, it's hard to like manage your time and be able to do this and say hi to everybody you meet, you know, because literally it'd be thousands of people a day. So
I think it's reasonable. I think it's a reasonable request.
Oh yeah, totally. I go out of my way to be super nice, but there's just sometimes, like, if you take a picture with one person, 80 other people behind them want a picture, and the last thing you want to do is be like an ass clown picture guy, you know. And then that comes up on Instagram, and then, you know, whatever girlfriend or someone's mad at you about something because, you know, it becomes unmanageable at a certain moment, certain point.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Matt Pike with us. Electric Messiah coming out in October. Thank you so much for taking the time.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, my friend.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.